California Democrat warns Trump not to play politics after state proposes $50 million anti-Trump bill. By Warner Todd Houston on January 24, 2025. California Democrat Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas sworn President Trump not to play politics with federal fire recovery funds only a week after the state's assembly planned a $50 million fund to Trump-proof California to stymie the president's agenda. Standing in front of a placard reading Rebuilding Together, Rivas spoke of the legislature's efforts to come to LA's aid after the wildfires ripped through so many residential areas. He noted that there was bipartisan support for the recovery package soon to come from the state. But he urged Trump to step up with federal support, as well. Watch. Moments after setting aside $50 million taxpayer dollars to Trump-proof California, Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas asks Trump not to play politics when it comes to California wildfire recovery aid. pic.twitter.com/fshuvk. Kevin Dalton, at the Kevin Dalton, January 23, 2025. Everyone in our legislature understands the urgency of this moment, the Democrat speaker exclaimed. You know, and I hope the federal government understands that urgency, as well. You know, this is not the time for politics and political games and finger-pointing. We need to come together to rebuild this great American city. Then Rivas directed his scolding tone to President Trump, saying, and I urge President Trump to provide federal dollars quickly without conditions. Rivas is likely keen to head off accusations of playing politics with the fire after being accused of choosing an inopportune time to engage in political games when Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom worked with Rivas to call a special session of the legislature to fund ways to oppose Trump in a session that met at the same time that the fires were still raging through Los Angeles. At the time, Rivas was peppered with questions about why the legislature was more worried about attacking Donald Trump and dedicating $50 million in tax dollars to Trump-proof the state than aiding the victims of the fires. Republican State Senator Brian Jones blasted the Newsom regime as tone-deaf for holding the special session, focusing on suing the administration that hasn't even done anything yet in the midst of a catastrophic wildfire in LA. We shouldn't be Trump-proofing California. We should be focusing on fireproofing California, he said on the floor of the Senate. Not every jurisdiction in California is as anti-Trump as Newsom and Speaker Rivas. This week, the city of Huntington bucked the liberal establishment of the state by voting itself a non-sanctuary city and pledged to help Donald Trump deport illegal aliens from California. The intent of this resolution is to deliberately sidestep the governor's efforts to subvert the good work of federal immigration authorities and to announce the city's cooperation with the federal government, the Trump administration, and border czar Tom Homan's work, the city said in a statement. City officials have a duty to follow all laws, including federal immigration laws, and neither the governor nor the state will interfere with that. The same city sued the state and won after passing a voter ID law that state officials tried to vacate. Editor's note, this story's headline and lead paragraph incorrectly stated that a $50 million spending package to combat President Trump's administration had been passed at the time of publication. The text has been updated to reflect that the spending has not yet been approved as legislation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.